When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
And Thursday night, we'll be free as birds in flight. If on Sunday afternoon we ever fight, we'll make up on Thursday night. Leave the dishes, dry your hands, change your wishes to demands. Every Sunday afternoon we'll be polite, but we'll make love on Thursday night. I'm your slave, dear, but it's bliss. If I shave, dear, we can kiss. Every Sunday afternoon we'll be polite, but we'll make love on Thursday night.
I want to thank Bobby Short for setting up our broadcast today so perfectly. Every Sunday afternoon, what a great way of segueing into Broadway to Main Street, which reaches you, of course, every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the charming hamlet of Southampton, New York, and going to main streets everywhere now across the country, and thanks to podcasts and things, all the way to Australia, I gather. Well done. Well, what lyricist could one want to celebrate more than Larry Lorenz Hart? And that is a song he wrote with Richard Rodgers, of course, for the 1940 musical Higher and Higher. And I thought that we would spend the day, it seems to be a perfect thing to do in January, looking at the lyrics of Larry Hart from the more, shall we say, melancholy, reserved side. Now, Rodgers and Hart were famous in the mid-20s on through 1943, really pacing the Broadway scene with the most sophisticated music and lyrics, even the Gershwins and Cole Porter, notwithstanding, from my opinion. And as a friend of mine, Bruce Pomahack, a superb music archivist, said that Joshua Logan, the director, told him that people forget that in the 30s, the funny songs were the Lorenz Hart and Richard Rodgers songs that everybody remembered and to a certain degree recorded. And it took a long time for the ballads to catch up. And that happened in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And we'll hear some of those renditions today on the show called Everybody's Heart. That is the title of our celebration of Larry Hart today. Lee Wiley was a very interesting singer in the late 30s, early 40s. She was kind of a boutique singer. She recorded songs for a label called Liberty Music on Madison Avenue, and she recorded one of the very first Rodgers and Hart songbooks, that is to say, I guess, 10-inch 78s, dedicated specifically to the songs of Rodgers and Hart, no matter what show they were from. And here is a version, I think, from 39, of a song I love a lot, written 10 years earlier for a show called Heads Up, called A Ship Without a Sail. And it has one of the most Gorgeous intro lyrics, I know. So, kicking off Larry Hart is Lee Wiley.
I don't know what day it is, but if it's dark or fair, somehow that's just the way it is, and I don't really care. I go to this or that place, I seem alive and well. My head is just a hat plate, my breast an empty shell, and I've a faded dream to sell. All alone and all at sea, why does nobody care for me? When there's no love to hold my love, why is my heart so frail? Like a ship without a sail. Out on the ocean, sailors can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale, like a ship without a sail. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale. What a ship without a sail.
That was Lee Wiley singing the lyrics of Larry Hart, everybody's heart. That's our topic today. What a great intro. My head is just a hat place. What a thought. Well, let's go to the more romantic aspect of Larry Hart. Of course, that's, I guess, an allusion because, or allusion, or simply a pun, because Hart, H-A-R-T, and H-E-R-T figures a lot in his work. My Heart Stood Still was the big hit from A Connecticut Yankee, and a lot of these songs that we know and love weren't really collected or even really recorded until the 1940s, and Margaret Whiting was one of the first people to release an album of all Rodgers and Hart song. So let us doff our hat to her and her version of My Heart Stood Still.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at schools, all indiscreet hearts seem romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes. Now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until
just a song at the start, and it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song.
Thank you.
That was the young and quite astonishing Doris Day with Harry James and his orchestra singing With a Song in My Heart from Spring Is Here. One of the great things about doing a show about Larry Hart in particular, and many of the things we do on the show, is certainly with Rodgers and Hart, you go and you say, oh, I know this song With a Song in My Heart. And the further deeper you go, you come across these songs that, quote unquote, nobody seems to know, but people have recorded them. And the deeper you dig, the more rewarding it can be. Here is Barbara Cook. Now, Barbara Cook sang recorded a couple of cover albums where she just did songbooks. And here's a Rodgers and Hart songbook album and a beautiful song from Boys from Syracuse, You Have Cast Your Shadow on the Sea.
Let the winds of the seven seas blow my good ship where they please. I can never sail away from you. Though my bark like a shell is hurled to the edge of this flat old world, you'll be with me till the journey's through, until I return. Shadow on the sea, on both the sea and me. Not a shadow dancing in the sun that fades.
What a song from Boys from Syracuse. That was Barbara Cook. One of the great things about the Rodgers and Hart canon is even the cut songs are great. This is a song cut from the immortal Pal Joey. It was originally in the first act and was considered to be too downbeat. And occasionally when Pal Joey gets revived, somebody sticks it in the second act. Interesting to think it was in the first act. At any rate, this is a rare moment of self-reflection by the heel Joey Evans from Pal Joey. And here is Buddy Barnes to sing I'm Talking to My Pal.
I'm talking to my pal, myself, my closest friend, for that's the only pal on whom I can depend. When I come home at night, a bit too tight to see, my wallet is all right. I'd never steal from me, my friend stands pat. When I am flat, he only cheats when I do. I can't be sure of girls, I'm not at home with men, I'm ending up with me again. I'm independent, I'm a descendant of quite a family of heels. I'm never lonely, I and I only know how my pal really feels. Who else would pay for my stands pat when I am flat. He only cheats when I do. I can't be sure of girls, I'm not at home with men, I'm ending up with me again.
Powder on my nose, I don't care if my hairdo is in place, I've lost the very meaning of repose. I never put a mud pack on my face. Oh, who would have thought that I walk in a daze? Now I never go to shows at night, but just to matinees now I see the show and home I go. Once I laughed when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and I even have to Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my head.
That was the golden voice of Linda Ronstadt, backed up by a fabulous Nelson Riddle arrangement from an album called Lush Life. We're looking at the melancholy lyrics of Larry Hart today. Everybody's heart can relate to that. And a line like, uneasy in my easy chair. I mean, has there ever been a better poetic image for being lonely and distraught? Well, that's what we're looking at today. Larry Hart also had a kind of childlike quality in life. He was always sort of gallivanting around, perennially irresponsible. But there was something about sort of being a, you always sort of get a playground image with him. Here are two songs set in a park. The first we'll hear, Sarah Vaughan, an extraordinary rendering of A Tree in the Park from Peggy Ann. Music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Larry Hart.
When the noisy town lets its windows down, little slaves are free at night. Then we'll soon retreat from the busy street till the crowds are out of sight. There's a rendezvous for lovers where we two can play. Very near your door, in the city's core, but it seems a million miles away. Meet me underneath that little tree in the park. No one else around but you and me. I'll wait for your step to come along, and the city's roar becomes a song. While I'm waiting, I discover more in your charm.
I wonder what you're dreaming while you're sleeping. I'll never know. You'll never know. Now at last the world cannot come peeping into the thoughts you call your own. You close your eyes and you're alone. You're in a world that's bright and new, and there is no one in it but you. Comfy and cozy, all the world is rosy. Everybody loves you when you're asleep. Too late to start now, taking things apart now. Everybody loves you when you're asleep. You forget your alphabet when you've been counting sheep. Does my dreamer know troubles will keep? Comfy and cozy, all the world is rosy. Everybody loves you when you sleep. You forget your alphabet when you've been counting sheep. Does my dreamer know troubles will keep? Comfy and cozy. Everybody loves you when you sleep.
Gosh, what a great song, interpreted by, for me, one of the great interpreters of Rodgers and Hart, Mary Claire Herron, who we miss very much. Well, that was from a show called I'd Rather Be Right, about Franklin Roosevelt and meeting a couple in Central Park. And the ingenue sings that to Franklin Roosevelt while he's sleeping. Go figure, folks. It was the 1930s. That's the kind of shows we had. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at Everybody's Heart, the wonderful songs by Larry Hart, music by Richard Rodgers, that can touch everybody in so many ways. And I'm happy to say that we're beginning our fifth year. Can you imagine that? Fifth year of Broadway to Main Street on this wonderful station. You can listen to us on our website, broadwaytomainstreet.com, or you can go to iTunes and go to podcasts. We have almost 175 of them. My goodness. You would think that the songs of Rodgers and Hart would have been perennials from the moment they were recorded up to today, but there was kind of a lag time in the late 30s and during World War II where some of them went unrecorded. And in fact, one of the most famous of them, or certainly one of the best, from a show called On Your Toes, wasn't really recorded until Frank Sinatra got his Capitol contract in the mid-1950s. So let us hear a definitive rendition of a beautiful ballad from On Your Toes, Glad to Be Unhappy, sung by the one and only Frank Sinatra.
Look at yourself, if you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. And look at yourself, do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so
sit there, count your fingers. What can you do? Little girl, you're through. Sit there, count your little fingers. Unhappy little girl blue. Sit there, count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew. Ain't no use, old girl, you might as well surrender, 'cause your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a
That, of course, was Nina Simone channeling Richard Rodgers by way of Good King Wenceslas. What a genius she was. And, you know, of course, she played the piano for nearly everything she recorded, too. That song was from Jumbo, a 1935 Rodgers and Hart musical about a giant elephant with Jimmy Durante. Again, folks, you know, only to have been alive during that period. Those shows, and that was a song, again, that was rather forgotten until Sinatra picked it up in the mid-50s, and a lot of people have recorded it, none better than Nina Simone, in my opinion. Another great devotee of the Rodgers and Hart catalog was Tony Bennett. Boy, wasn't he the devotee of everybody's catalog who wrote a good song? And he did a series of jazz sides with a small combo with Ruby Braff, all devoted to Rodgers and Hart, the improv recordings. So let's hear Tony Bennett tackle Wait Till You See Her.
Wait till you see her, see how she looks. Wait till you hear her laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of a glance, pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free her. When you see her, you won't believe your eyes.
Tony Bennett. Now, all you theater fans know, of course, that Rodgers and Hart were superseded by Rodgers and Hammerstein after Oklahoma. But actually, Rodgers and Hart had one more inning, as it were. They did a revival of Connecticut Yankee after Oklahoma opened in 1943, and Larry Hart wrote five new songs. One of them is Can't You Do a Friend a Favor? And it's hard not to read into that some melancholy about the parting of the ways between Rodgers and Hart, or Hart and Rodgers. I think the second to last song he ever wrote. Here is Teddy King singing Can't You Do a Friend a Favor?
You can count your friends on the fingers of your hand. If you're lucky, you have two. I have just two friends. That is all that I demand. Only two. Just me and you. And a good friend needs a friend. When a fellow needs a friend, can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone has lost its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you ought to savor. Something warm and something new. I would do my friend a favor. I would fall in love with you. Can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone has lost its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you something warm and something new. I would do my friend a favor.
Well, we're looking today at the timeless melancholy and deep psychological acuity of Larry Hart's lyrics, of course, music by Richard Rodgers. And they're so timeless that, in fact, they still keep getting recorded. Here's a wonderful, I guess, jazz. She's sort of almost beyond category. Cecile McLaurin-Sylvant recorded this, I guess, 2 years ago. I Didn't Know What Time It Was from Too Many Girls.
Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Your voice, feel your touch.
Well, I know what time it is. It's time to wrap up our wonderful program of great Larry Hart songs. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we titled this show Everybody's Heart as a pun on our next song from By Jupiter, Nobody's Heart. And again, it just sums up the longing and the intelligence of Larry Hart. And here is an astonishing recording by Doris Day with Andre Previn at the piano. I hope you enjoy it.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today. Thank you. it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.